אני לא בשביל כל מי שלא יש את מי של אבינו שכל רגעת שנתי אלפי אלפי הנביאה ולא ישראל אלינו חכות יחקוד אלפי נעשן והריתם את התנוחה מזה איתכם בשבועות אלפי הריתי אז אני ישראל בשבועות אז מי זה מי זה עושה אני חושב אם את ישראל לחרס בסיסקו על מי של אבינו ומי זה מסתיר that somebody will take care of his bones and they should take him back to the Eretz Yisrael. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be the one to take care? He couldn't find somebody else. The Medrash comments, and it's thought that Chacham Leib is a mitzvah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chacham Leib who wanted to do this mitzvah. While everybody else is busy with the Eretz Yisrael, he told them in Parshat Yisrael, he showed them some strength, and so it's basically a person that they go, and no, but those guys should take care of that. So they were busy doing the effort, and he said they never had any time to take care of the options. Yes, he took care of them.
What was the
one that you needed to do? And that was the one? It's very unclear. Why did he say, Chacham Leib, he was doing a mitzvah, and they were doing another thing. There was also a mitzvah. I don't know what you have to say is. I don't know, I'm guessing. Some, perhaps what one might possibly say is that that was only how you are sure that it wasn't a mitzvah. We have a difference between a mitzvah and a dolet and a hayuasha. In fact, the Jewish lady points out, at least the Bishra points out in the case of the Jewish lady, and in fact she's going, the Pesach says, the B'nai Yisrael did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us them to do. So it says in connection with the Kodim Pesach, it says that they brought the Kodim Pesach. B'nai Yisrael was the Pesach, see Hashem with Moshe. They brought the Kodim Pesach, Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it says, you got him, Jesus, and stand up. So when they said, well, if you got Moshe, they did as Moshe Rabbeinu told them. But he points out that there's a senior lesson in connection with the Kodim Pesach, it says, Hashem see Hashem with Moshe. In connection with the Jesus, you try him, Mishali, Mishali, Mishchem, and Zohar Beisa, it says, when they said, well, if you got Moshe. Why the difference that he says it? Because he sees different things. That the term Hebrew, Hashem see Hashem with Moshe, the expression Hebrew can only apply on a mitzvah which is without a reverse, on a mitzvah which applies to the other world. That's why Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshat Tzav from the Kisro, in Tzav al-Moshe Yidil is without a reverse. So the mitzvah of Yidil Mitzrayim is only how you are sure. There is no deal with that, but you have to ask for Matanah from your neighbor. But that is only how you are sure. So the fact you cannot read, then I tell us that I should see that Shem Mitzmosh as a respect to the Yidil Mitzrayim. Because in Tzav, see, there were many aspects that were only how you are sure. Mishnani, the testimony, the Mara discussed the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim as opposed to Pesach Dover. But many of the aspects of Pesach Mitzrayim were shared in common with Pesach Dover. So they were really in the book. So that's why you have that Shulim Rosh. So perhaps that's to do with Medrash Nid Avinir. As Bia Hizbiya is named for Alema, that Hizbiya Amshu Yazbiya is the Mayan, as he quotes him in the Kulta. Jacob told his brothers, and he said, all the others that they should swear, that they should make their children swear, that they should make their children swear, that at the time of the Shia Mitzrayim, they should make sure to take his body back to Eretz Yisrael. So, to fulfill the Shvua, the Shvua wasn't high on any one specific person, the Yuchat. They took a Shvua, they're going to think of it that they'll be taken care of. But fulfilling the Shvua is a real Dima Dut, it's not just a Hayu Asher. Not to violate the Shvua of the Dima Dut, not sure anything even Mitzrayim is only Hayu Asher. But that's what the medicine needs to say is, that Chacham Leib Yitzchak Mitzvah, that somebody had to take care of the Din Yudet, and somebody had to take care of the Din the Hayu Asher, the Yitzchak Mitzvah, and Moshe Rabbeinu let everybody else take care of the Hayu Asher. And he chose to take care of the Din Yudet, Chacham Leib Yitzchak Mitzvah, to do a mitzvah as opposed to the Hayu Asher. Either he was Nevat Leib Hayu Asher, what is included also in the Din of Moshe Rabbeinu Yishim Yishchon, Yishchon, the Majora Zeta, for a Chayt Zechel Yishchon. Everybody had to ask him upon it, no? But perhaps not, perhaps the Pesach means by not to ask Mitzrayim, perhaps every person had a doctor, yes, so like a Kodim Pesach, anybody has to eat a Zayis Kodim Pesach. You don't need a Zayis Kodim Pesach, you're not yet. Anybody has to eat mask, anybody has to sit and sit, everybody has to let you sit, you can't have somebody else to sit before you, you can't make a shirt on a Mitzvah Shabbat Yisrael. What about Bijus Mitzrayim? Bijus Mitzrayim, everybody had to do it a person. And what if one person, a very empty out, he's next to an item, he took everything there was to pay. Still, every individual Jew has to pick, so maybe the mitzvah is by not working out. The Hayyar Shah was that they should empty out as much as they can. So as long as they're taken care of, everybody has to fulfill the Hayyar Shah. But here also, as long as somebody will take action here, the Shah would be taken care of. But, so, he can be, well, Yahshua beat his Nisanim, and the mitzvah goes of the Shavua, fulfilling the Shavua of the BMC, as he is an end, maybe he should be, could have been fulfilled by other people. But if you do the mitzvah, go yes, then you can better to do it yourself rather than to rely on somebody else to do it. But the Shavua, but if it's not the place of Yahshua, you can do both. So which should you prefer to do? So Moshe Rabbeinu was Chacham Le'ev in Tach Mitzvah. He chose to do the mitzvah, so I began to do the Haru HaShua. The other people were interested in the money. So they did the Haru HaShua rather than do the mitzvah. But everybody would get to eat. Everybody would get to Jesus in Tzvah, so it's accomplished by Nachshua in Tzvah. The purpose of the Haru HaShua was the accomplished was fulfilled, and the purpose of the Shua was also fulfilled. Everything was fulfilled. And the question was, who did the mitzvah by Yosin of the Shluch? Yes, and to do him a favor, God will know, do him a favor, yeah. But it doesn't mean that it's a good or bad. It's a good or bad. It's not like okay. But he didn't. So they did that, and anything was taken care of. Just like a Chacham Le'ev, you didn't...
What was
the meaning of the word Shabbat? As B.M.C. as B.M.C. he made him take a Shavuot, and some Shavuot is a Dinn of Day. Shavuot is a Dinn of Tanning of Day. But if people take a Shavuot, they have to fulfill the Shavuot. The lesson of the Shavuot was, Halitna Tadmai Tanizet Ibchem, together with you. What do you mean, Yitzchem? To be as the man yourself, the children of Yanker Rabin, it's water that brother Yosef, that they were taking Tzvani back to Eretz Yisrael. It was allowed at the time. What's the lesson, Yitzchem? So in the other day, when the owner of the city doesn't say that, just like Ali Smith, that's my son himself, just like Yitzchem. Here it says Yitzchem. Together with the other Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov. And the person points out that in the other day there was a din, it's not a din from the Gemara, it's a din from the Seta Hasidim. You're not permitted to bury two people next to each other who hated each other while they were alive. You're not permitted to bury stone next to each other. That's the story goes that one of the, I got the details of the story, one of the buried in Europe some 200 years ago, had on the bookshelf all of these foreign next to each other. So he left, I forgot what he had left, he left two foreign next to each other and a whole bookshelf for that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah? So the whole bookshelf for that? So he said because they were fighting with each other. He understood because they were fighting with each other, because they didn't get along with each other while they were alive. So they were fighting after they were dead also. The foreign couldn't sit next to each other. That's the story, but in the other day, the reason it's quoted on Acha, that it's not proper to bury, look, from the Seva Hasidim, that it's not that hard to bury two people next to each other who didn't get along, who were trying to preserve the Chayyam. So Thomas Harris points out that perhaps that's what Yosef told the brothers, in the way she presented, said, the human Bisham has said, the Harith and the Tatsnei, and you get each Chayyam together with you, together between me, with the Bnei Yisrael, with the sons of Yanks of Adina. I mean, if he wasn't angry at them, he had no grudge, he didn't hear that his grudge against himself. So what he said in the end of the race, if he doesn't hear any judge against them, see the mistress, Lachan, you have seen this many times, but they weren't sure whether he really meant it or not. But then he says, when I die, make sure you take my bones and you bury me and take me together with your bones. Take all the other, take all the other stuff.
Then this
doesn't mean
that
I suppose
the
Anthropocene
that we have to go out and
then
come back.
He said
that
he's
never
going to wait
for
you, he's
always
going to come back. Very clearly, the Jewish nation league, not the sons of the Anthropocene. Some of that's the Pasuk Shah. Some of the parts of Shabbat means, it's Shabbat means when Jewish people were leaving. Yeah.
And so
people can have
a lunch
hour, so you have to sit
down
with the big water, so they have to get high, then they're going to have that to make them do it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to tear something. That's a part of Shabbat. I think another example. Yates made them take a shvua, not by the communication of Yates, but the other brothers made them take a shvua. I think another example. They took the bones of the other shvatim as well. Yes, right, that's the closest to the memory. That's actually the closest to the memory. Yes. I don't know. When they were traveling in the country, they held him to his sin. The letters of the Rebbe Shovel, the Igor Stuff and Kanoa, as the Rebbe Shovel was there, said he finished about the Zionist movement, that it's permissible to try to promote to get as you said, as a Jewish, to have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. He asked him what he thinks about the Gimel Shvuah. The Gemara says in the end of our Catholic Spirit, the Gimel Shvuah is his Biyah HaBalizalot of Bnei Yisrael. One of the Shvuahs was that they won't force the Gimel Shvuah to give them over the land of Eretz Yisrael into the hands of the Jewish government. I mean, not quite the part of the Shia Shia, but stop the Eretz Yisrael to Shalim 3 times, and then Gemara speaks up, what does it mean for the three Shvuahs? What does the three Shvuahs have done? But yes, the Rebbe said, what do you have to say about the Gimel Shvuah? He didn't want to get involved in the politics, but he sent him a Shtickel Teres, simply. Sent him and he asked him about the Agudah. What did he think about the Agudah? He said, okay, and said, but he didn't want to get involved, so he wrote a Shtickel Teres, that little star of heaven. He wrote it, he sent him a Shtickel Teres, and he touched it. That how come it says things in Judea, Azdeah, Hizdiah, and now she quotes in the Medes Hizdiah, and she has Dio Libanayam from the Chilter, whereas there, the passage says it's about the ex-Nazir Shana. It doesn't say that they have to be Nazir in the next generation, that they should be Nazir in the next generation, that they should be Nazir in the next generation. It sounds to me, tomorrow in the end of the season, based on the passage in Shia Shia, that once the Nazir Shana in 54, once the Jewish nation in 54, the Jewish rulers were binding on all of future generations. So why didn't the Asif also do the same? Why couldn't the Asif make his brothers take the Shia and would be binding on the future generation? It is suggested as a terrorist, that a shvuah is only binding on a person who accepts that shvuah. If it's a shvuah, if a yachid, if an individual person takes the shvuah, it's binding on that individual person. If a people takes the shvuah, it's binding on that people. That's exactly why you have a Jewish shvuah. A minute of a yachid and a minute of a people. A minute is binding on the time leather and the time shvuah. A minute is the time leather and the time shvuah. That's how Igmar says, Midir Abara. So we have Igmar. Igmar says that a minute has a yachid and a Midir Abara. So the Yoruba court like that, from Iran, from Iran, where they say, when minute is done, you know, they're not going to come there, then they come short. So why is it the minute that Yoruba is not having any? And he said, why is Bani on this? Why should the minute that Kuda be Bani? So you see the vacation point that here it is. You see that not only is a nether or a shvuah Bani on a Yoruba, but a private individual person, but the community takes a nether or a shvuah, or the whole college also takes a nether or a shvuah. So that's Bani on whoever belongs to that body, whoever belongs to that community, to that city. So if the B'nai Yisrael takes a nether of the Shvuah, it's about the Esmon of the Shvuah. So that Shvuah would be binding on the B'nai Yisrael. But here the other Shvuah says this is Kedem HaTitayu. The Kedem HaTitayu, there was no Kedem HaTitayu. The Kedem HaTitayu only came to exist in Kedem HaTitayu. And he says, Ayyukham Shem Yisrael Negin HaHar, Yal Shem Yochus, you say Echad Beleda, the Kedem HaTitayu, there was no spirit of the people of Yisrael, there was no Umar of Yisrael. So that's why Yisrael had to be, to be on the idea of B'nai. He made them swear a Shvuah HaYochus, that they would make their children swear, that they would make their children swear, and so on, that when the time has come to the Ethiopian son, they would take his body with him. But like I'm asking for you, the person who says, he says, he's got the S-10, the rest of Islam, the B'nai Yisrael took a shvuah at one time in history, and all the future generations of the Jewish people are included in that same body of B'nai Yisrael. And that's why we can talk to have a minute of Kohol, this Gila has this minute, that Gila has that minute, that oh, you have a minute of Kohol Yisrael. There are many different kinds of in heaven. There's a minute of Yachad, a minute of Mishpacha, a minute of Kohol, a minute of Kohol Yisrael. Different kinds of in heaven. Because yes, the man who has Tzimah, then you have the Tzimah, then you have the Tzimah of Kohol Yisrael. Then you can speak of the Tzimah of the Hila, the Tzimah of the whole Kohol Yisrael. That's the way of service to you. Why here is it necessary to have his Dati, and there he is Dia, and in later generations he wasn't such a thing. We have an institution of Tanakh. We have Torah and Nevi'im of students. And this is something to tell you, Torah makes them have Nevi'im of students. It's a very strange thing. How did the Chachamim know that they had the right to canonize additional things into the Tanakh? They don't get that stuff. They say they decide they can stick something into the Chumash also. They can add on things in the Chumash. Who told them? How did they know? How in the world did they know that idea that they have the right to add on to keep the Hafedish? There's a concept that keeps the Hafedish, and then the Chamish of Chumash is only part of it. I have to face it. Maybe this is the whole thing. This is Kalatar Kula, the Hamisha Hamisha Kula. So the Gemara in Megillah comments on the passage in the end of the Shalach. Here's to the Mokamus מלחמת המלאים, היום השם אמר שכתב זה איתה בעצי שדסים לי עושים ישות, אם לא חיים פה זכר המלאים, ייקח את השמיים. ובכל תגיד, דרך זאת יתרון בעצי. נאמר, נגיד לתאמן פניס, כתב את מי בסוף, נגיד לדרגן, נאמר, שוכל לכם איך שלך החמים תפגיני לדרך. איך תבנתי? נגיד לתך, תתרינכו ונתקיד לתת, שתבנתי תפגיני, תתקיבוני לתת, בכזי הפולים הזיונטית, כיוון, בכזה הזיונטית, נהם תתרינו לדרך, אלא שתרינכו ונתקיד לתת. אני חכמים נגיד וואנטו, מה תלה מי כמר עצה, איתו לא יתן למוחת מליף תאסת, מליף תאסת, is the mark of the whole institution of the three parts of the Tanakh. That not only is the Torah of Moshe that was given him, Moshe Nisi Agur, which is dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter, he said also that there's going to be more. God goes, is referring to the Chamish Yechum Shetayim. The Gemara says, God does it on that place, it does that, Moshe calls it, Tam, who's the Mishnah says? The story of Moshe Mishamor, it's here in the Shalach, and I'm coming to Rorim, is called God goes, that's Shiva Med goes. The Kayam, refers to Nazim, and by faith it refers to Tzivim. These parts to the Kisri Atzalim. Up until this passage, we never heard of such a thing. This was the Mishnah of Nizala. The Shaila is that this is a real blessed Gemurah, that this is only an Atmasa. I don't know, they wrote things down. They wrote things down. I don't know if it means that they had Kedusha of Kisri HaKodesh before. Yeah. No, but let's say whenever you have to learn something, you say Hakkas, you have to have to say Hakkas, let's say Hakkas is your right, or Hakkas is your right, or whatever is your right, yeah. Oh. So we keep on faith, we keep on faith. The mother says that the material is still in the verse again. I'm talking about this too, but it's also going to keep on faith. Yeah. But you have, if you have a dream that Kedusha says it's earlier, that the focus is of Kriya Fatera, you have to learn that Sefer HaKriya, or Pashi Zohar is the right, or Pashi Zohar, whatever is your Kriya is the right, it has to be done with Sefer HaKriya, Sefer HaKriya means that Sefer Shor, otherwise it does not Kedusha Sefer. If you have all the Chamisha from Sefer, then it has Kedusha Sefer. What's nice that Kedusha Sefer over Kedusha one Sefer, and a level of the right, if you have only the right, it's a long and small, it's already has Kedusha Sefer to the Shraf. If you have all the Chamisha from Sefer together, and it's in the Richter Moshe, and then I say, I'd see mom, then I have to do something to her. What's the noise of? I don't know exactly. On the level of the right, what's an afternoon? On the level of the Rabban also, I don't know. What's an afternoon? What's an afternoon in having the afternoon to do that face of terror, or the truth that face of terror? I don't know. Do they have to no, that has a Kedusha Sefer, that has a Kedusha Sefer. You know, there's a Kedusha Sefer, that it's not proper to learn Kedusha Sefer. The Machumish, Machumish means from one Sefer, from the Reishis, or from Shmos alone, because it's covered up Tiba. It shows you if the Tiba is so poor that you can't afford to buy a whole Sefer, Sefer Shalom. From this way, then that's called Kedusha Sefer has stopped. I don't know what the difference between Sefer the Reishis and Kedusha Sefer, how many people say together, I don't know. But the other thing, the Gaskid is a thing, Kedusha Sefer, how she lived now, a clock, the yoke, and the Israel, because my God is not good, I can't have Tzuchot to sing with the Jews. Make Tzuchot to sing is wrong, or you got a Shira, the way the rest is supposed to be written, or you got the rest of the Shira, the Shira Kayam, or the way the rest is supposed to be written, or you have Adi Dwayne Atan, it would be possible, because the Mishanah is still in Tzuchot Hatsa, it's not called the Mishanah Hatsa. You wouldn't be able to be in of Tzuchot Hatsa, whatever Tzuchot Hatsa is there, you wouldn't have Tzuchot Hatsa to the Tzuchot Hatsa. But the Shira is regarding the reason of Tzuchot, and that's the real blessed Gemurah, the writer of the real special institution of the human students. I have learned that the next passage starts out with one section, Zikaron, and another section about faith is the first section. Or no, maybe the whole thing is only Asmachim with the Ramana. Perhaps this is a Machlek of the Ramana and the Ravid. In the end of Hilchel Megillah, the Ramana quotes the Yerushalmi, the Masechet Megillah, very very Talach and Hilchot Megillah, so very Talach and Yitzchot. So speaking of Nevi'im, Nechol Akhtinim, one Nevi'im and Tzud, Masigim, Yivotel, 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 Mashiach, Tzud, Nevi'im, Yivotel, 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 و همه این میبینید یه بس دست قیامه در روزی ها رو بستیم همیشه کن شکره به محلات شاکره که بخته شه اینم به که اینم بیایم از پای کسی که بگیر از دست از دیر اشتران رو میگنه شما که خمیش شاکره و دیر رو که باره خمیش شاکره خمیش کن شکره انتا رو که بخته شه که خمیش کن شکره که بخته اینجا که پای لاسی مخلاح از بای کسی ها خیلی فرداری اینجا آشنا خودش رو هم داره سرخم سرلا باید نستم داری سرلی میگیل از کس داری تنبیه تشال سرخم اونه رو بید باید یاد سرخم دیگه سرخم و نه هم به سرخم دیگه سرخم آف دلال حسن از دیگه این پایی رو سرخم دیگه سرخم یک ساسه که اون رو دیگه پایی وقتایی میانه باید بخیر بلعم هم سرخم 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 لیگه نشان میازیم و دیگه یا شد فرزاز میکارنه با دیتا بکنه که تیخوری تیخوری بیم که این نظام یا نسمخت نمیده یاد دارم یعنی تانگوی حیلی اشرا تانگوی تمپلاری حیلی اشرا خیلی تیت از میگه این خیلی باید کم اشریع تانگوی حیلی اشرا از مانو زفیق پلسته نمیده میدون بیم از که این تیگیر دیده نیسته دیده خاخه از لاسی لاو بده تیتو وان پی سینس و وان پی انو نیسته دیده نیسته دیده خاخه لامن سرس او وان جامن مانی سید نیشان تا وان بیم وان پی انکوری من کیت تاتری تانگو بیگیل اسرسه داتیه بیگیل اسرسه یه در سکت همیت شاکره دیدی سامن بیان اما رای گود دیدی دیدی بود رمبا این حالت از نکت از دیدی سیزن اونی ها به سیارس از دوست از سیز را خیلی که جهانی را شروع تمپرارلی فر سیزی از فر سیزی از اونی بیر و بعد از آمن از روم لگی وقت دارم نکال از فر حکن اینو از فران بی بار بود اما که خواه بود و نیشان می سر کال از فر این از فیلی بی بار بود سکت میگیم از سنسو و این ایزن از فیلی بی بار بود even if you won't learn in them anymore, because they won't be any use to them, you won't need any mystery, because people will be years in mind, you know, have Malahar's day of Hashem Kamayim Layam Chas. Nevertheless, let you go up to them and you'll assess them in the place of the people. You will let them give assess them in the Mashiach Ha'am. So the right is being found, that it's a real God to come with their rights. That the Sparam of the Divine Exclusion will include them in Tisha Kedis on a level of their rights. And it will not be bothered. The Ramam Tisha, that it's only how you are sure. It's not a dimly there, it's only how you are sure. It's only, it's only the Rabbah. Some of you are not smart enough. You need such an athletic, the Rambam and the Rambam, if a person is master, a person is master in the shame, and if they can tell you, so the Rambam and the Rambam, that you do have trust. Have trust with everyone another, and it makes trust. What if a person is master? You might have no choice. If a person is master, then what's the cost of God? If he says, how many of us are not? He says, he wants, he says, let's say, he wants a certain letter not to eat the ice cream. And that is the purpose, once he's on a diet, and that is next to the rest. He says, this should be after, this should be like Master Kosta Zohar. This is pointing to a Sefer, I want this to be like Master Kosta Zohar. So they're ashamed of this and the Sefer, so just like they have to do so, and they have to say, no, they're saying, no, they're saying, no, so too, the potato chips and the ice cream, and this to the rest, the approach is south, and then also becomes also done out. The way they have taken the real experience in Hoffman of Hanan, and he says, I want, he says, I want this to be, I want the ice cream to be, like Neshikot of God, like the famous Rishon here. So the Machlech is the Rambam and the Raivit, so the Rambam writes on his own, he has no Machlech, writes on his own, that the shame is in being student, I'm not considered a brother, I'm not doing it, and it's not a good half part. And the Raivit writes, and he says, he doesn't see why they're beginning to be really student, as opposed to physical. Maybe it's, I don't know, it's very often, maybe this is just the part of him, I don't know. Maybe the Rambam is the to hold that if the golden living student only has status of which is 2,000 to the Rabban, and a level of the right, it's only how you are short for 2,000 years, and a level of the right, it doesn't have any status of 2,000. Maybe that's what it means, that it's not supposed to go, it doesn't mean anything. If anything, the right of the Sita to hold the religion.
Is it that the
same
that you only have
to do some of your details and not something that you should do? I don't know. But still, I think the Rambam, that it isn't the answer. I don't know. But so the Nechama will be already and there won't be any need for any Nisim, there won't be any need for Tachach, so there's no need for all the Nisim. The Rambam says not there won't be any need, but it won't be part of the Tisha Kodesh anymore. So it means that it's only part of the Tisha Kodesh now is the Halu Asher. What do you mean the Halu Asher on the day, right? Tamim means no, it's only a Hayyuah Shami de Rabbanan. It's only a Hayyuah Shami de Rabbanan. You're right, it seems so much. It's a real deal, you know
that?
It's a good question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Very good question. No, no, what is... What is the blessing of Stelzor? And Zikaran, and Bar Seifa, how do you see from the parts of the three parts? Whether it's an Asnach, or the Blessed Mura, how do you see three parts over here? I think the Zos perhaps means the Zos, actually in the beginning of Parshas Matos, so the Nevi'im of Nevi'im, Nevi'im to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it says, Zeh HaDavar Shavtiv HaShem. And actually quotes from the Sukrei, Kala Nevi'im Nesnabu, Mikoya Ma HaShem. All the other prophets, Yisrobash, and Koyama, and the reason it's not the prayer of Hashem. Most people learn most of them it's not the lesson they have done. It's a bit of Nibu is on a higher level and he says they have done Shashi Hashem. The Jewish Hashem explains what that means, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Nibu was given word letter for letter with an exact precise Nibu. They have done this is exactly the word that I said about this is precisely what Hashem commanded. But then again the other Nibu were not given the Nibu word for word letter for letter. So that's what he says. Tell him I said, you can stop seeing what the Nibu is. It's still a Hazan and a Maria. That's what Hashem says to Aaron and Miriam, Parshas Aleph, and Miriam, the Beachah Hashem and Aaron, and others, Abba, Chalom, Abba, Abba, you have a vision, you interpret it, Moshe and Abdu, Moshe and Moshe and Abdu, doesn't get a vision, he gets, or you see it's an intuitive, he gets an exact dictation of words. That's why Moshe and Abdu, the rule is introduced with the word Zeha Gavra, Shashiv Hashem, and anything, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, because it means Zeha Gavra, it's a great schedule also we have, by the Mon. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the minister of the laws of the Mon, that they're not permitted the laws of the Mon, where Rosh Hashanah, not to leave overnight. Part of them where Rosh Hashanah, but part of them will obey. Part of them will obey, not to be Mechal Shah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zeh HaDavor, who are the Mon? There's another person, see the same guy in part of the song says, Vayan and Moshe, Zeh HaDavar Shashiv HaShem. So Zeh HaDavar is like over there, Parshas Matos. He's giving a dim l'dayr. That's why it says Zeh HaDavar. It's interesting to see, because later he has a chumash in another place. And Matos Becheret, in Parshas Boi, it says, Tell him how HaShem to have toys halal, and you have to say the person to us. So he has to catch a bit, and he says, Vayan and Moshe, Vayan and Moshe, Vayan and Moshe, Vayan and Moshe, Vayan and yes, how come he says Bahatoy? Why doesn't he say Zahira Bahatoy? And why doesn't he say Bahatoy? So the answer is because when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu is Zahadavor, Hashatir Hashem exactly, precisely, word for word, letter for letter, because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shabbi Bat Tegloria Hamira, he was given a direct dictation. In contrast to the other room, he was just given a Mara and a Hazel, and they had to interpret it. That was only when Hashem was giving Moshe Rabbeinu being that with a day. So he gave him being the day, then he gave him this Nibu Bat Tegloria Hamira. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was given an Indian that was only the Hayyuah Shah, then it was also not the Basta Glory Hamir. He said, then it was the same as the other Nevi'im. Basta Glory Shem Hamir. So there it says, Kaya Ma'asem to Chazal Salam and Matas Bechayit. Matas Bechayit is not a Dinah Dev, it's not even a Dinah Shah. He's telling him in a deal. What's going to happen? So then Moshe Rabbeinu was the same as the other Nevi'im. He didn't have Basta Glory Hamir. That's what it means as Lady Clement. That's why it says there, Kaya Ma'asem to Chazal Salam. It doesn't say, Zahadavo, Tachazal Salam. So Kaya Ma'asem. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling a din. And so it's a guy in Pasuk Lamed Bet. Zeh HaDavar Shashiv HaShem, Mekol Ha'am and Me'am, and Yishmer Yisrael, Zeh Yivay Shechem. He's giving a din l'day, but that din l'day, it says, Zeh HaDavar. So he's just given a precise dictation word for word, letter for letter. He suggested not. When a Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Rebbe from Solomon, he dictated to him, write all these words in the Torah. But originally, in this Nebuah, he was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't dictated word for word, letter for letter. He says that he was on, at that time he was given a naga and he was interpreting it. That's why he says, Kaya Naga sir?
So then he was given a naga and he was interpreting it.
I think it's probably referring to the Chiddush of Shabbat aspect.
Yeah,
he was supposed to, and then he said later, he was supposed to give him the laws of Shabbat. He was supposed to, and he didn't. He was supposed to give him the laws of Shabbat, and he didn't. I would assume that the Yehadol was supposed to go on the aspect that was rebellious, not the aspect that was Yisrael. Otherwise you shouldn't say Tiva. Tiva is only on a lotion, Tiva only applies to a din that's Sederis, and they have the lotion, only applies on a din that's Sederis. Somebody starts to say, the laws of the man, and he's going to say the din that was Sederis, and then he never got to say it, and then it was too cool that so they came on Erev Shabbos, came on Erev Shabbos and had Lechem Yom Yom, and they didn't know what it was, and he said, yeah, you're right, but you have to tell you the rest of the din. Okay, that's how the medicine tells us, but he didn't get supposed to say that earlier. There's no danger from the Pesach of Sabbaman, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells in Israel that Shabbos is different. Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lashem, Tzuruhu Basar, the fact that it says three times the word Hayom, more than Masech Shabbos is right, because one is obligated to each other's students to Shabbos. Is this a real blessed is more of their right, or is this something that's not from the Rabban? That was true, because in the right, it's in the Rabban. If you don't quote them up later to the Shem, the fact is that we usually assume that it's only the Rabban. But if you go and quote some examples, we say that it's a real Dinde Reich, that it's a grossed Dinde Reich. We know the famous person, Seiko says, that often heard the Eitan Noah establishes women, and meet them in Yuma, and have the Tosus, and have Seidre, and have Lachan Jerez Chanik, and we say often heard the Eitan Noah, so we know that Mr. Seiko says, my grandma, women are obligated. So the Tosus says that this floor is only a floor that works on mitzvahs de rabbanan. One place in one place says it's only a floor that works mitzvahs de rabbanan, it doesn't work on a mitzvah de rabbanan. And another place says it's only a floor that works on mitzvahs de rabbanan. It doesn't work on mitzvahs de rabbanan. There's two different versions of what, two different places. So here, the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Rambam saying that women are obligated to teach how to see this also, because that's an idea of time. So the Rabbeinu say that, I'll be fast with you, if you follow that one version that Tosus says, that happened on the earth and earth doesn't apply to a mitzvah de raisa, even on a level where you are born, doesn't apply to a mitzvah de raisa. And the Chodor Rabbeinu Tam is saying that all the citizens are born. It's not looked at. You can say that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it applies to the Rabbeinu Tam mitzvah de raisa. You can't even tell from that Rabbeinu Tam. It's really a threat. Some of them hold that all the citizens are born de raisa. Even if one thing is all the citizens are born de raisa, whether it's a born de raisa or it's in the Rabbeinu Tam. Whether it's a din deraita and din rabbanan, it's still nitan lahiyam is what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam is sukkah and has a chiddush, and then drachas says it's kosher. But Shabbos chiddush doesn't mean pas. So the first two chiddush, Leil Shabbos and Shabbos in the morning, are pas. So Shabbos chiddush does not mean pas. It's created with many tagdima and food. I mean, it takes the kosher Rabbeinu Tam. Well, there is also some, right? In the Dina Shalosh Shidduch. In fact, in Sukkah, not Daf, the Rabbeinu Tam has a right in the morning Sukkah, but Shalosh Shidduch doesn't have to have Pas. It's enough of Nini Tajima. Nini Tajima means Teiko, Kusa, or anything. A Suda would have anything other than Pas. Now, there is a question whether Rabbeinu Tam is right. That's right. So the Dona Goyim says he should be Makhid Atke to have like a Mishnah. You have to have the Pas and like a Mishnah, called the Yohar. So when you cut the boat left in on Friday night, when you cut the boat left in on Shabbos morning, and you cut the boat left in on Shabbos shooters, and you have two and two and two, add up to six altogether, you cut all six in half, so you have 12, so the 12 chatzoi chalas, the 12 chatzoi halachim, the chuvim can anger the 12 lechem aponim, that you used to sleep on Shabbos. So there it talks about the 12 chalas on Shabbos, and the chuvim can anger the 12 lechem aponim in the Beit HaMikdash. then you have $12 on Shabbos. So by the chassidim, they introduce the minhag that when you say hamayim, so you have two chalas left, and this you're going to have another 10 on the table. You have a tachat kol as well. When we go to the garden, we didn't go to any of the chassidim tonight, and said that that's not the pshat in the Zohar. He said that there's a mitzvah in the Zohar. Instead of you say chalas, you should say you say chatzon. Instead you say chatzon, and then someone made a mistake and put a chas, and then they thought that the chas came for chalas. So they wrote it over, you say chalas. They said, no, then you say chatzon. And the Zohar follows the maskana tagimara, the Zohar is better, and the maskana tagimara brothers, that you have to cut both colors. So when you have lachamitz, you have to cut both colors. If you go and see the days on the last door, and the Gemara brought, you cut both on Friday night, both on Shabbos morning, both on Shabbos Shudas, you have these days cut so in Shabbos. He said that that's what the Zohar is referring to. Yeah, so the Gemara seems to be that you have to adopt the days on the Zohar, they say, you know, you have to adopt the lechem, you have to adopt the path, you have to adopt the lechem mishnah for Shabbos Shudas. But if one assumes not like that, the Rabbi Nassam, what's the path of the deal in the Rabbi Nassam? Why is it that you only require path to the first two students and not to the third student? Where do you see Hashem is? The Emir in the Chumash that the third Hayom is weaker than the first two Hayom. The Flu Hayom, the Shabbat Hayom, Rashem Hayom, Rashem Flu, Bashad. Why should you assume that the third Hayom is weaker than the first two? Whether it's an Asmat, there are blessed Mordechai, why should it make a difference? So basically, he explains that he doesn't think it's based on the Hayom. He said it's based on a different Mahal. That the Merit seems to assume that there is a thief, keep it the Emir. On Shabbos, in two different parts, it's not one field onus for the entire Shabbos, it's a din of onus hayom and it's a din of onus halayla. They're halayim. And the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks about tzvod yom, odus, nitzvod layla. That's the same effect, what is kibbutz? What is kibbutz? What is onus? Because of the Mishnah, it requires the Torah of the Shabbos onus, the Rosh Hashanah Chubot. It's a requirement, you did a kabbalah of kibbutz the onus. What does that mean kibbutz? What does it mean onus? So there's only going right to the din of one. And if the onus is a kibbutz, refers to the hachonus that one makes in the din of Shabbos. The separation, the person takes a shower before Shabbos and he cleans the rug and he sets the table and he prepares all the food and he puts on his clothes, not that when it's Shabbos he just walks out of the shower and he doesn't have a Shabbos. No, he makes hachonis and he goes on to Shabbos and he should sit, the Rambam writes that he should sit, the yachin and the staff is on to wait to do the Shabbos Shabbos.
I heard that by night, if you just get tired on Shabbos morning, because you are fine on Friday night, on Shabbos morning,
it seems to be a different question. But that's the question whether the way you're Mechabit Shabbos on Friday night and the way you're Mechabit Shabbos in the daytime, which is more important. So that's the spirit. The Gemara says that Kvod Yom is ordered Mechabit Laila. What does it mean Kvod? According to the Gemara again, according to the Bira Abdel, that it's not Medeus, because Kvod refers, Kvod refers to all the Hachanas that you do in the Kvod Yom. So what does it mean? You have to tell us what the Gemara means is owner. The Gemara says that owner refers to the enjoyment that you have, the pleasure that you have on Shabbos, meeting the students, wearing the clean clothes, and so on. And people refer to making hachonos in both yom. But the Gemara says, what about what? Oh, so there's a difference, yeah. But it's not, I don't think it's because Friday night is supposed to be Shabbos morning, because when I tell you, I have to say it's once on Shabbos. But the first time you say it is the obligation they write. If you see this on Shabbos morning, it's only the little Rabbanon. Because you've already said Kiddush. But let's say you hadn't said Kiddush last night, and the Kiddush on Shabbos morning would be the first Kiddush. That would be the one, that would be the important Kiddush. So the Gemara says that Kvod Yom is Arif Nekod Laila. According to the Bir Rav, you have to say Yom Dach. What it means is that Onid Yom is Arif Nekod Laila. And the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar, if I care. The Zohar says that Onid Laila is Arif Nekod Yom. What's an Akhtamina? Let's say the Kalabasta doesn't want to prepare both meals are basically exactly identical. You can prepare both meals and you cook both meals and you can chicken both meals, everything is the same. You want to have a little variety. If you're going to have a little of this in one meal, a little of that in the other meal. So which meal should she say the more tasty, the more delicious food that the great diet enjoys? Let's say some people enjoy chicken better than meat, and some people enjoy meat better than chicken, or than entree. Some people enjoy the fish better than meat, and others enjoy a little better than the fish. So which should she say which? Which is to say, right? So the Gemara says that Kvod Yom Arif Nisvod Laila, that you should give everybody by Yom what they enjoy better. And the point of the Zohar is that that the Kvod Laila is Arif Nisvod Yom. It's complicated their heads and things. Give everybody what they enjoy best by Yom. But you see, both of them enjoy it. Because according to the Bira Abdel, you have to say the Gemara is Lav Gapsa when it says Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. You have to say that it means only. It doesn't mean right, coming to the Gemara, covered in the Gemara, it's such a similar Gemara in tradition. The Gemara says about Kibbutz Aviyah, Mechab de Bechayim, Mechab de Bemeiser. So after that, you start over the altar. It's not that, what do you mean Mechab de Bemeiser? How can you have Kibbutz Av Laha Misa? Kibbutz Av means physical service, Machila, Machshela, Manila, Machista, Malbisha. you take care of the physical needs of the parents, how can you speak of people that lack on these things? The father's not alive anymore. Why can't you speak about physical assistance? It's not anymore. It's not that thing. It doesn't mean the chabdo lack on those. It means mayor. If the din of mayor applies, then you're kind of day lack on these. It's just like an ex demor is sort of a job that's here. Look, I need demor also. For them, what if it's called mine? It's called mine, what if it's called him? For a constant joy, you have to say that it's love that. So you're going to refer to the owner. But you see, I call funny books in the demor. I'm from Israel. That the reason I think is owner for the whole Sabbath is one unit, there's a separate tree of owner Gyom, and there's a separate tree of owner Gyom. So that's why I said, wait, you said that this tree of owner is that Mechai is to have a tree with pas by Lila, and a tree with pas by Yom. Just to have a snack, to have a nash, doesn't constitute owner Gyom. But once you've already had the owner Sabbath by Yom, so then why do you have to have Sabbath tree? The owner. You already have the owner. The Sabbath tree is only for the sake of Yom Kalaman. So that's the three times Hayom. So the three times Hayom, none of them really require it. None of the Sabbath students of Sabbath would require a pass. The only reason why you require a pass for the student is because of the other obligation of owning. So you have to have a little owning by Lila. So you have one student with a pass. You have to have a little owning by Yom. You have another student with a pass. Then for the Sabbath students, there's a separate Messiah of the three Hayom. Let's say, what would be Halacha L'Maaseh? It says a Shulchanot and a Chabad. What if a person didn't feel well on Friday night and he went to sleep and he didn't need a student? He didn't need. So it says a Shulchanot. But if you need all the three students by Yom, if you have three students by Yom, so it says three times Hayom, it would say, if you halal, if you Shabbat Hayom, Hashem Hayom, it would say one halal and two Hayom, then you have to have one student by Lila and three students by Yom. This is laying out in the first because three times Hayom, so even though if you have one student by Lila and two by Yom, but the other, if you have all three by Yom, you would be Yosef. But in this case, if you have all three students by Yom, you wouldn't be Yosef to the din of only Jain and only Lila. You wanted to be Yosef to the din of only Jain, and the dream of the Sabbath students. Again, you wouldn't have that. The first two have to have pass, and the third should be Minikadima. Only the first one, one of the three has to have pass. It doesn't have to be the first, be the second or the third. One of the three students should have pass, and the other two should have Minikadima. It's not our love that the first two are more important than the third. And that's why on Yom Tov there's an obligation, but on Yom Tov there's an obligation of Sabbath students. And I'm not being for all the favors. But that's why the requirement of Sabbath students by Sabbath is the dream of Sabbath students by Yom Tov. Because his mother says on the first day of the day, so that the man didn't come down on Yom Tov either. Not only did the man not come down on Shabbos, the man did not also not come down on Yom Tov. That's why you have to have Lech HaMishka on Yom Tov. That's why you have to have Lech HaMan. That's why you have to have Shabbos students on Yom Tov also. Lech HaMan. But in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't pass on the Yom Tov. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Yerushalmi, fasting, things Yerushalmi might be saying, that Biur HaMaisis, Son HaRaviz, Shnaf HaShmita, that Biur HaMaisis, the Biur HaBokos, is a Hasof of Yerushalmi against the Yom Tov. But there's no takana, there's no din of Shavashudas on Yom Tov. There's the right of the Rabban Levi, but there's no din of Shavashudas on Yom Tov. So you only have to have two students. So why do you have to have two students? If you don't learn how to three times Hayom doesn't apply to Yom Tov, you only have to have two students. That's the Rabban Levi, because you have to have two students, because there's din of Oren Yom and Onik Lala. Din of Oren, the Yom Tov does apply to Yom Tov. So din of Akibin, the Oren, do apply to Yom Tov. The question, the Beit HaLevi points out, there's a Gemara. It's very often has the Gemara in Beit Shalit seems to say against the Rambam that people the Yom Tov only applies to Shabbos and doesn't apply to Yom Tov. And the whole Gemara is talking about that. But the Rambam writes in truth that people the Yom Tov applies equally to Shabbos and to Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, there is no din, we just think not like the Rambam. There is no din of Shabbos. So there is the din of Hayom two times doesn't apply, but the din of people the Yom Tov does apply. So we have to have two students, one to only Yom, one to only Gemara. Let's say on Leah Yom Tov, the person didn't feel well and went to sleep without eating. Would it be obligated to make up the student that he missed? No. What's that to make up? You can't make up the owner's lila. The Shabbos, you have to make up what you missed, because there's a din in addition to the din of owner's yom and owner's lila, there's a din of three students by yom. But on Yom Tov, we have seen there is no din of three students. There's no din of two students. There's only din of owner's yom and owner's lila. If you didn't have that lila, there's just one student by yom. But if you're hungry, you can have a hundred students. You can go home.
Can you say
the Kedushas Hayom, and the fact that you have only Kvod Yom is Oref Mikvod Lila, it sounds like the Kedushas Hayom is Oref. I don't
know.
One would have to have parts, and the other two would not have to have parts. I don't think I'm in Shulchan Aruch that it says Nasa. No, they tell me that Moshe Feinstein held Nasa. A lot of times in shul, they make a kiddush on Shabbos morning and then they have a little bit. So a lot of times you have a clinic and people watch and they have a notice given to them. Someone told me that Ramesh had a time and that Sanegara didn't. I don't know, that excursion is coming off, and of course I'm aware that the earlier Siddha that you have on Shabbos should be more possible than the later Siddha. The later Siddha is going to be placed in the earlier Siddha is military, and the earlier Siddha is... So that's the question, what constitutes the Machen Sura? So there's the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechadah Tosh, and the Gaonim, that if you have a faith, if you have a desire to faith, and the Zaynus, that's considered the Machen Sura for the Eitz HaDikidish. And others disagree, there's only them disagrees, and holds like the Rosh. If you want the Eitz HaDikidish, the Machen Sura, if you have Tav. You have to have the Tav, which is the Eitz HaDikidish. You wouldn't have Tav. You have the Tav, which is also the Tav. It's not called the Machen Sura, it's not called the Sura. The Tav is not called the Sura, it's not called the Sura, unless you have Tav. Again, to have in a time holds that the city one is the city, even if it's not passed, even if it's in a tribunal. That's for the din of only, for the din of keeping the only, you're not the eighth of the Yom
Watch
and have a seat, and then come to the breakfast, and then at 1:05, we're going to find a big food away, and then Why can't you have to throw down later? Any time in the day, just to throw down, you have to say, let's just say that to some kind of a jig, that's what they say in the name of Rabbi Shah. At the earlier food on time, it's actually more because of it than the later food on time. I don't know where it says that in the post. Okay. Is that ring on it? That's true. That's another thing, right. It's Tibur and it's only in the Simcha. It's another point. Simcha is only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. In Tibur and Yom Tov, even though it's only written by Shabbos, the Rabbi might say that it's probably going to be on Shabbos. That's what it means that a credit is the answer to the women. They want to have to buy their credit, that's right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Copy practice is not correct. Copy practice should have. They shouldn't be masking it to the kiddies and the students. If they're going to eat right away, so the ladies will be masking to the zone of gun, shoot it, the folks in the rush. If you have to eat the kiddies, not to the rest of the but they make kiddies on Shabbos, that's not right. The Jimmy's expensive to make kiddies on Shabbos morning on wine also. If you don't have wine, if you can't afford it, if it's too expensive, then we're thankful that you can make kiddies on Hamam Medina. But who can't afford wine in America? What's that? What's that so you can't afford wine? That's what I'm going to find tonight. He doesn't understand. Somebody asked him, what's acceptable for Hamam Medina? For Abdullah to kiddies on Shabbos morning. So he writes the whole kiddies anyway, but I don't understand. Where do you live? What world do you live in? Where do you think that wine is not much in Europe? They couldn't afford wine. Chabad Chaim couldn't afford wine, so they always make kiddush on bread. On Chalas on Saturday night. You really got to make kiddush on wine. Other people that were so poor, they couldn't afford wine. So what's that to say in America? You can't afford wine. They have wine pouring in the streets all the time. Okay? Both of them. Wine from eggs, both of them. I'm not sure. I think that the actual meaning here is that Zayt is like Zahabavar. That's an exact precise quotation. So that's only Hamisha Kumshitur. And the Quran is something less than that. That refers to something other than information. But Sefer is schism in context in the Vian, as I kind of explained, what is the difference between the Vian and the schism? He said that the Vian will need time when he novel. The Nevuah was given to the Navi very good for time that he should deliver the message to the people. And then later on it was Nisan and he called it the Torah Nevuah. After having delivered it, then it's called the Nevuah. Before he delivered it, it's not called the Zvan Nevuah. After delivering it, it's called the Nevuah, then it's Nisan and he called it. Then he came to him, but initially Nisan and he called it. That's why it's called Kivan. It was Nisan and he called it initially. It was never delivered to anybody. The message was never delivered to anybody. It was delivered in comparison to Nevuah HaKadosh, not delivered orally. That's perhaps the interpretation of the Nevuah, that the word said vote. Zot refers to like Zahabavah, the exact Nevuah, and Zikar refers to something lower than Akwa. Zikar, and say something, something which is Nisan and Hikar. Maybe that's what it means. And that passage is Tamatam. Why does he say the Sindhi of Yahya Hoshua? He's going to write it down in Tanakh, he's going to write it down in Chumash. Of course, he's given it, he's going to learn everything that's given. What does he say? The Sindhi of Yahya Hoshua makes sure you have it with Yeshua. So the quote in the name of Reven again, based on the Gemara and Darabasa, that the Gemara says that when David sent the old Ben-Tuwiyah to Baal Tamalos, that he only killed the men and he didn't kill the women. And he said, how are you talking? What did you do? You have to kill anybody. He said, my Rebbe taught us, Simchei Zachar Amalos, you only have to kill the men. He said, that's what the Rebbe taught us. And the Gemara says, the David wanted to go kill the Rebbe because he didn't teach them. And the Gemara calls the part of the Mishra, the Rebbe who goes around his job, he said, you have to kill the Rebbe. He wanted to go kill the Rebbe because he didn't teach him well. The real event, and what is the mistake? The real mistake was that the Rebbe said, you know, Zachar, or the Rebbe, Rashi said that the Rebbe knew. The Rebbe said, Zachar HaMalek. Or Rashi said, the Rebbe wasn't, he didn't listen to the Talmudim read. A good Rebbe is supposed to have the Talmudim read the Gemara. He's not supposed to read the Gemara and assume that they know how to read. How do they know how to read? They don't have Zachar said. You have to listen to them read. Make sure that they have it straight. So, Yod and Tzuri's Rebbe didn't listen when they were having the process. He said it right. Since I get that Malik. But he didn't have them chaz it to him to make sure that they got it right. So if you have them through, got it wrong. You say that it's Yaha. So the Ramadan says, that's why I told them you expel those who come out of Tayyidah. Make sure Sindhi is not Yeshua. Make sure you tell them how to pronounce the word. That the word is Zeha, it's not Zaha. That doesn't happen. What is the word? What is the word? And the Mike Allah, the quote that the Ramadan used to learn Zeha with a Seda. And the quote, Chaim Elezner doesn't remember that. Chaim Elezner said he doesn't remember in his time when he learned Sanhedrin, and he used to say Zecha. You think that he used to say Zecha? Like all of them, everybody says Zecha. Everybody says Zecha. Why should you say Zecha? So Rabbi Shulam Zruch writes in his paper, he has an exclusive called Merakhti, a whole kunshit on Yonath and his own Gaon. And he thinks that the Gaon is wrong here. Everybody thinks that the Gaon is wrong. But it's not supposed to be Zecha. It's supposed to be Zecha. So he says that there's no other Zeta. He says Abba Rabba, he suggests that perhaps was a mistake of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe said Zechar, or the Rebbe had the Talmud say Zechar and he didn't correct him, because when you have a word in Hebrew which has a noun that has two kamatim, or, and you want to make it in smichas, so then you make the smichas into two sagolim, like it says, Ayal Ashan to Eshan Hakishan. So the word is Eshan, and you make it in smichas, you write Eshan Hakishan. That the word between Zechar, Zechar only the man, you want to make it into smichas. Zechar Rabba Malik, then the smichas would be Zechar Malik, but that's what the Rebbe said, Zechar Malik. And that's wrong, because Zechar Malik means that it's only the men and not the women. The correct reading is Zechar Malik. That's why they call the Rashi to Zechar. Otherwise, that's a Chayt Yisrach Mimaira. But the Rebbe said Zechar and the Talmud said Zechar. I'm going to be such a mistake. Because now it's a third Kaaba. It is a very slight mistake in Dictigov in it. The Rebbe said Zechar. The Rebbe let the Talmud say Zechar, and the Talmud misunderstood that Zechar is Zechar and Zechar. And really it's supposed to be Zechar. That's what he meant. We have other speaking about my solar folks and that stuff. Yeah. There's only one suggestion here, in the of about Tarsus Amalek and Yukon, because there's a Tarsus that one could misread. That's what he suggests to them. This is said that we have the din of Kuni, who is talked about Yoki Yishman Soma. What I have in my place is that a Kuni is the right, a Kuni is the Rabbana. There are three opinions. And the key is of the opinion that Kuni and Rapai Mama have been the right. The Mishnah is the right. So it's more on the first thing that the key is. What I have, Kuni and Amidah are the key. Where is the key? The Mishnah is the right. Go by Yom. And so he said, go by Yom, and not worry that he's fired Rabbi Amidah. So he said all these demons. And one of the demons that the key said was, the Kuni is the right, and he got him from the top of Rapai Mama. And the other time I disagree with how the Kumin is not there, right? And he finally has it, it's a compromise opinion that the Rambam in the Rif quote that perhaps Kumin rebates mil is there, right? Alpaimam is 1 mil. Alpaimam is a shield of 1 mil. So there's one opinion in Yishalmi that the Rif in the Rambam quote that maybe rebates mil is there, right? And Alpaimam is only the Rabbam. The method of it is that it's the method that it's a real brush of mil, the right? It's only an Asmachta. That's the method. Like it's in the passage 3 is Tachto. I wrote the Eastern Karma by Yom HaShlush. What is Tachtov? What is Tachtov? What is it? Yom Karma. Tachtov? That's it. The Zohar has a common here, Tachtov. See this is one talking about it. Tachtov is another talking about it. Tachtov means Tachtov has Zohar Tachtov is both under his presence, under the skin. And on Shabbos, it's a special one. Has Zohar Tachtov is not one of that thing. But the Tachtov has Shlush Tachtov, every person should see where he is. I wrote the Eastern Karma by Yom HaShlush. So the Zohar has a Machlokes on that passage. Whether this is referring to Kulina, this passage is referring to Hosea. Are you able to eat and come by Yom HaShvi'i, the tail of the other? You shouldn't walk out carrying the top containers in order to collect the man and to put it into the container. Maybe the passage is referring to Hosea, maybe the passage is referring to Kumin. If one should assume that Kumin is their answer, then the Gemara has a further machlokes at the end of the first parish in Erevin, where the one gets Malkus, and even if that Kumin is their answer, it's not one of the Malachas. It's not a malacha that you chai chasos and you chai nisa, the major you chai chasos, because there's no chorus on Kumin. It's a separate nisa. It's a separate nisa. That's why even if you're that Kumin is the right, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right on Yom Kippur. There are three sheets in the Shem. On the assumption that Kumin is the right, is only the right on Shabbos, or is it even the right on Yom Kippur, but not on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has Mamish over the Shabbos, or is it even the right on Yom Kippur. Faces say that if Kumin is the right, it's the right on Yom Kippur as well. Now the Rishonim say it's not correct. Machlokes is Mefurish, and there's a Machlokes of the Rambam and the Rav Daniel and Bavli, even if you have that Kumin is the right on Shabbos, whether that applies to Yom Kippur or not. Those are three sheets. So the Gemara in the end of the first parish in Erevin, why that's that issue? Because perhaps the only things that are carried over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, are the Malachas. Perhaps the other demons don't apply. So if you all have all the if you all have all the Lavyon, Mar has a machlokes hatanan. Why does the Chumash sing the Lord Havorah? That's the way the Chumash is said. So we assume that it's not that there's anything different about Havorah. Havorah is just the chalak yotze. That is a chalak yotze. Yotze man a chalak. Lama na kol a kol kul a yotze. what's the lama that calls her to the yotza? That the chalas yotza, you don't have to violate all the lama says that was malacha, you don't have to be chai of nisa, you don't have to be chai of chata and beshekir, if you violate any one malacha, like don't you violate the chalas yotza person, or who are the nami if you do bishol, who are the nami if you do any other malacha, the person does any one malacha, single malacha, so the chalas yotza, any malacha has a silik chata, you have a chata on each one, you have a nisa to each one separately. That's what he's asking. And one time of distribution, he has known that Havara is the Labi of the Sefer. The reason why the Finnish thing was around is to teach me that Havara is weaker than the other Lama Sefer Melechim. If there's no Misa, there's no Kodesh, and there's no Chathis on Havara. There's no Chathis, and there's no Misa, and there's no Kodesh on Havara. So we don't pass on that. The Sefer seems to talk about him today. He has a Machlokes. If you hold that Havara, the Labi of the Sefer, would there be a prohibition of Havara on Yom Tekanan? The Sefer says today, maybe you hold the only dinner that he carried over from Shabbat to Yom Tekanan by those that are Melechim. So what does Havara the Mab Yotz maybe means that it's not a Malacha, so the Melech is Mutar on Yom Tov. There's no use to Havara at all. The question is the other opinion says, come to the other day, that even if Havara the Mab Yotz it still does apply on Yom Tov, what does that mean? That means that you carry over all the laws of Shabbat to Yom Tov, even Shishis to Hemsah, and even Kumin, that's what it means. You carry over everything from Shabbat to Yom Tov. So no, you only carry over Malacha's Shabbat. And Shishis to Hemsah and Kumin do not apply. And you want to come and take the service, you don't carry on, which is nice, you have long been in the Rabban, long been in the Rabban. And maybe in the dinner is that you only carry over Malachas, but even if you have all the Lam, you have to say, it's still a Malachas, it's Malachas, but it doesn't have the Eastern Tariq, it's for the Shabbat Tariq Tariq. You have the Sheikh in the Tariq, he says, it's a Nisam Ayyam, it's just great in the wrong way, how can you say such a thing? And the Chinuch says that in the Masa Hashab, in the name of the Shabbat, how can you say such a thing? That have all the Lam, you have to say that it's not a Malachas. It's of course it's a Malachah. You don't see it. It doesn't have a Yishan Karnas. You tell me that it's like Yishan Layam to say that it's now, it's not even called a Malachah. Anyway, but it's
a Yishan Malachah.
Right. That's what he's saying. Therefore, it should certainly apply to Yom. The Minchasin of course was Shalitah, and the Shul Shalitah, that he's saying it against Tosis. So he doesn't have that opinion in the world to say that Havara shouldn't apply to Yom. If you have Havara, Lam Yom, so it doesn't make any sense to him. But more, the end of the first person is in I think for the other part of it, even if Kumin is Daraisa, whenever it's Daraisa on Shabbat, I mean, Kitam Yom, whenever there wouldn't be any Nisa, there wouldn't be any Kareth. Even though there's Nisa and Kareth on the other Malachas, Kumin is not a Malach. That's for sure. Kumin is not a Malach. That's what the Maharshah points out. Even though Tarek and Gathis Shokas is one permitted to violate Malachas, but you're not permitted to go put for Kum. For the purpose of the Tarek and Gathis, because they have no food. The only way to get any food is to go put for Kum. To begin with, you say. The first time you have permitted the time of Hamas to go to Kum 1, because the Heter of Hamas is only in Malacha, like the Rabban explained. And Shabbat is very forbid Malacha. And the answer to all of it is Malacha Tavoga. And Malacha Tavoga, no, you have to go. Only Malacha Tavoga. But every Malacha Tavoga is not called Malacha Tavoga. That whole distinction only makes sense within you really have Malacha, but Kumin is the climb on a Malacha, never has a Malacha. It doesn't make any sense to say that Kumin should be mitzvah for the purpose of the Rabban. It's a theory that it's forbidden. What is not permitted to go? If you didn't matter, what is not, if you have a criminal guy, you're not permitted to go to this thing for the purpose of getting food. But if you mind, the end of the first story can raise and has this machlokes on our own. On the assumption that criminal is there, I say, based on this part of the Jewish back of Ayel to Yishman, Kama, Bayam, Ashwili, you know, has a machlokes whether there would be Marcus or not on criminal. Least of it wouldn't be. Courage, there wouldn't be. You know, I had a suggestion. You can't, there's no back happening. There's no least of it, there's no courage for sure not. The only side is, but there would be Malchus on us. What's the question? The Tosfos interprets the Gemara to be saying the following. The question is, what is the Chiddush on Mikra on this Tosfos and what is the Drashas Chachamim? If the Chiddush on Mikra reads, Shvish, Tachva, Yekish, Nkoma, Bayam HaShraber, Tzitzit, Bayam HaShri, the tale of the Yodo, that nobody should walk out carrying their tale, and the Chiddush on Mikra goes on his door. And it's only a Drashas that tells about Torah, Yekish, Nkoma, Natagal, Chutzit, Kum, then there will not be any Malchus on it. So there's no Malchus on the Gratz of Tosh Shabbat. But if the truth is, the Mikra is referring to Krim, then there would be Malchus. Why? Because you only get Malchus on a lab that's cheaper from Mikra. That's one of the rules and regulations of Malchus that has to be given is a lab of Hashima. The Torah has a parasha of Malchus next to the dinner of the Sakhti Shodavisha. But any lab, in order to get Malchus, has to be similar to lab of Hashima, has to be similar to the Sakhti Shodavisha. So one of the basic similarities is that it has to be written in a Chumash. It has to be a pasuk in the Torah. If you have a mitzvah that someone wants to be the Torah about Torah, like the Rambam writes, if somebody eats oil of a chutzpah, he plants a tree in the Torah of the first 3 years, and he eats oil of a chutzpah, since the Talmud had often mentioned the Sinai, so the Rambam says that there's no mouth. And Rashi writes the same in Sanhedrin on Achter Day, he said if you have an oil shahodah, a stone is an oil, and he does avoid it in the Bishamidah, So the topic in the Chesco Fair is that Rashi Khan is forbidden to do Avodah. The Gemara says, well, Chesco invented new Jews? The Gemara says, no. Adel, so Chesco, man, I'm not a real new Jew. The Gemara says, no. Adel, so Chesco, the Torah says, no, that is halacha mash misina. And the Chesco, I never recorded this halacha mash misina. The Rashi says, since it's only halacha mash misina, there's no malchus on that. You never get any malchus on something that's halacha mash misina. Why not? Because if it's not before it's declared, it's not bigger than the fact of Moshe B'Dishna. Number one, the rule is it has to be written in the Chumash. Number two, it has to be written in a similar fashion to the fact of Moshe B'Dishna. It has to be written either in the Shana Tan Al or Lai. Even if it's written, but it's written as a lesson of Allah Rabbah Nechlal HaSei, it's also not Lai. The question is not written at all. It's also not Lai. So that's how Tzaytis is interpreted from Achleik HaSamarayim in the Gemara at the end of the first phrase in Erevim. There's a mouth that's the one who violates the din of Chumash or not. Is it Shuddha Shamitra referring to Kumin? Do you think Kumin is the right? Is that the Shuddha Shamitra? In which case, did he not or not? Shuddha Shamitra is really referring to Chesor. And it's only a Drasha. Now, we have talked that Drasha is the right, but that Kumin is the right, but it's only a Drasha. So therefore, they wouldn't do any math. It's a real question, Akhleka Sakharin. If one assumes that Kumin is the right, but what about Kumin on his tailing? What he's doing, what's the answer is, I have a tchum yomtzit, I'm not permitted to go to a tchum. And even if another person lives in another area, he has a different tchum. And we have overlapping tchumis, and we each other, so let's say I'll go visit him, he can visit me, whatever, and I'll give him a gift. And then he'll take that gift, chut le tchumi, then pet tchumo. And the mission says at the end of the day, so that that's forbidden. It's forbidden for any person to go chut le tchumo, and it's forbidden for my children to go chut le tchum habayim.
Whoever says no, whoever says to that, it's a Christian.
Person Amban on Erev. Amban says the Chumash is the way, that Chum on Kalim is a Mitzvah Deraita. If you have the Chumash is the right, it's a Chum on Kalim is also the right. I don't think that's it, like he said. I'll make you some Chum with the Kalim to the adult, and it's going on Chum. It's going on Chum with the Kalim. It's going on both the person and on the Kalim.
That's the problem with Amban.
Yes, like you suggested, that the tail of the other. I wrote these from some of the tail of the other. It goes that the Shuddha Shamitra perhaps goes on Kalim Kalim and Haistah, but the Shuddha Chachamim goes on Kumin, it goes on Kumin on the first and on Kumin on the
second.
Right.
At the very moment,
it's
the Drasha
Chazal.
But if
it isn't
the right, it's
in the
Ramah,
not Ramah. The Gemara says that at the time of Kriyat Yom Tov, Afilu Uzim Shabimei Imam Amru Shira. That's part of the passage in Tumim. But Nafilu Dachra Alatim Hashem and Mikal Yisrael. That passage alone doesn't really speak about Shira. The Gemara understood from the context of the passage they're speaking about Shira. The Gemara says Afilu Uzim Shabimei Imam Amru Shira. Even the embryos that weren't born, then the Gemara says, one time it says even the babies. Who were nursing from the mother's body, that's how it is even Yidden should name them. What's that? That they said sure they understood what was going on, they didn't understand anything. A baby understands something, and Uber understands, that's not Seichel yet. So you see that the Chachamim understood that this was an issue of intuition. It wasn't something logical, it was a matter of instinct. Instinctively, the name says that sure. And the Medish comment on all the Ashir, the Medish goes to talk to the Yidden of Mishra, see what's up for the Chachma. That at the time of Kriyat Yom Tov, the Jewish people finally instinctively felt that they're supposed to say a Shira. All the years before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done wonderful things for the Elisha and for Avraham Avinu and for Noach and for Yitzchak and for Yankov and for Moshe, everybody would say, they all failed to say Shira. They didn't develop this instinct. This occasion of Kriyat Paschal HaChachma, they finally developed this full instinct to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shira that Mary said when it was in the script of the Amina, as it taught the Jews. Vayu Hamas Hashem, the Amina Hashem of Moshe Ardon. This is a very important passage. Achan Ha'am was an atheist. He writes in, wasn't even an agnostic, was an atheist. And he writes in one of his essays, I think some rabbi wrote a critique of Acharan years ago. So he writes that Acharan knew French. And he used to read all the French psychologists and just translate them into Hebrew. And he shows you every method, every essay that Acharan has, he gives you who the French writer was and who the other writers were that he spoke. So one of the essays that Acharan has is a whole lot of Jewish essay on this question. But I mean, when people believe in the existence of God, it's only because they're scared, only because they're afraid. So, Jimah Shaitan Yester and his Yamsi, we're going to die, so all of a sudden I had to invent a belief in God, and God's going to save them, and made up a whole other mindset that there was a Kriyat Yamsi. That's the case. He says, that's the case, Makumash. So you're home, they're scared out of the way. So, yeah, you know, and they developed that religion. That's what all application says. All of religion is a crutch, that it's where people are frightened, people are nervous, and they're worried, and so on. So they invent invent a Muna, I mean. But then it speaks on this concept of dressing true and forcing the service for years. Yerushalayim and Amunah. Let him say, what did he say Yerushalayim earlier? They weren't afraid before, because even the dream world had Yerushalayim. They said, oh, yes, the market, it wasn't Yerushalayim. And then he said, yeah, there was Yerushalayim, but there was somehow a greater level of Yerushalayim at this time. And then the Levi says, that's one Levi. And then the other Levi says, what did he say Amunah before? Moshe Rabbeinu said, hey, lay Amunah, may you smell the cold. They don't believe me. And then he says, Vayamir Ha'am, but they didn't believe. The Rebbe says, it says already they had a Muna. Why didn't they all of a sudden have a Yamid and Hashem is Moshe Abba? Then he says, yeah, there was a Muna, but somehow now there was more a Muna. What exactly this means, we don't know. That's what it's a different story. What was added on the level of Yerushalayim? What was added on the level of Muna? We don't know. But the fact that seems to be implying that something additional occurred at the time of Kriyas Yamsi. So somehow in this Yerushalayim, in this Muna occurs, the Rebbe says, go to Alein Roh HaKadosh. They had Roh HaKadosh, and this led them. He gave them the ability to have this instinctive reaction of singing shir. So the Medes could think that since it wasn't a logical thing that they figured out philosophically, it was an instinctive matter. Shor Talon Roha Kodesh. So that's why even the Ibrahim, even the babies also participated in singing the shir. And Muna, we assume, is always like that. And Muna is not a philosophical thing. Muna and Hakara are two different things. Hakara is something that a person figured out, something that a person understands, and you know. And Muna means that he cannot prove it logically. But he has somehow an instinctive feeling that this is so. I don't know if they have an instinctive feeling. He's that he has something more than instinct, but something very basic. Not some that he philosophically figures out that God exists and so on. Master is called Mechel de Danusa. So basically, you can say over in the Bereshit, that Salatanya has a whole drop on the Zohar. Matthew is called the Mechel de Danusa, the bread of Amunah. Why is Matthew the bread of Amunah? So the commentary suggests because that Matthew has nothing tasty about it. Lechem Ayin has nothing, no flavor in it, nothing. It's in the Zohar, nothing special. Comment is that it's something that Matthew than the other. Matthew is that it's nothing special. So that's what I mean, it's supposed to be something very plain. I mean, it's supposed to be very plain. I'm sure who is, which is the Yantav of Kabbalah Kateru, they're supposed to learn, but then there's a special mystery to bring a cousin from Chomet. The Shalatim is the one and only cousin that has to be Chomet. Why? So that he, when it comes to learning, you have to apply your head and say so, you have to eat Michael than the Yodam, you have to eat Michael than the Yodam, and to be a Christian. On Pesach, the cousin Ha'inuris do it as the cousin from Sa'ilim. Sa'ilim is Matha Ta'im. And on Shavuot, the cousin Shalatim do it as the cousin from Kutin. Kutin is Matha Ben Yodim. So on Pesach, it says to the young people of Amina, to be Machai, to be Fedor to Amina. Amina is an Indian like a Ta'im, it has an instinct. Instead of Balatam, it goes from Tehillim. Pesach reads in Tehillim, Hanu Yisrahamah Tayyu Tehillah. The man speaks at his level of Amina like a Ta'im has natural instinct. That's what Amunah is supposed to do. That's what he says in another place. Your powers are a seeking mind, it's not the powers of Allah HaShem. It's like the girl has a natural instinct to find where the water is. It doesn't see where the water is, but it smells it. Somehow he has a natural instinct. So it's true, it's not the powers of Allah HaShem, but Amunah is supposed to be something very instinctive. Where does this instinct come from? But it's trying to explain that the relationship is created. It's trying to explain that it comes from the fact that the Malach teaches the baby, Salat HaRasulah, in the Uber, in the state of being an Uber, in the Ayinah. That's why some of the say, Adir Adir. That it doesn't necessarily mean that it comes to the time that the Uzun said Shira, it doesn't mean that the young Yeshadan also said Shira. So the simple shot, you know, you believe that one time it says that the older people said Shira, tomorrow in place, I'm 30%. The other time it says even the little babies said Shira, who are nursing from their mothers. And the third time it is even the Uzun. But one of the commentaries on the Ayyakis says it's not necessarily the shot, even the Uber. He thinks that maybe it means only the Uber, but not the others. The Uber, whom the Malach didn't cause, he didn't flatten the other, he didn't suggest solitary for the yes. So maybe he's some sure. Maybe he was born already. Maybe he neither has the prayer, and nor is he old enough to understand anything. Maybe he didn't come sure. That's a suggestion, I think. But the play, but the premise that they suggest is an acceptable one, for sure. That, Latanya has this tariqa that it's Abraham Siparis that we assume that every Jewish person has towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Abraham Siparis comes from the fact that the Malach teaches the Uber called Kavata Rekula before the child is born. And he's given this natural instinct towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm inviting him because Jewish, if a person doesn't want to write it, doesn't want to give his life to death on a Jewish side that he should, he goes to Zina Makanos on the end of the race time. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara and says, it's not bottom. How is that good? When he's giving the guest under duress, but the Gemara gives two reasons here. The Rambam, it's difficult. The Rambam, why he quotes this, he should have quoted the other reason in the Gemara that we talked about. The Gemara says that, the Yul, the governor, didn't do it. It's told me guys on it. That's how the Rambam talks to him. The Rambam holds it here, and at the end of Paradise, and again, he quotes the other time of the Gemara. That everybody wants to do what's in Hashem. All Jewish people have a natural, innate desire to do Mitzvah HaKadosh. Where does that natural desire come from? Even if it's brought up as the application of religion, we assume that they're in their genes, they have a natural desire to do Mitzvah HaKadosh. And that's the mitzvah that's important to understand everyone. That's the Abraham of the Torah that every person has. Even if he doesn't have this Abba Gemuri at all, we assume that every Jewish person has it. Every Jewish person has it. This is assumed to be based on the fact that the Malach teaches the baby Kalat HaRekula before he's born. Somehow the Kalat HaRekula is a representation of that for his Dovah. He's teaching them what HaRekula is all about. And that's why every Jewish Neshama has this, has an Emunah, has basically has an Emunah, has a desire to do Mitzvah HaKadosh. And the Shiur is assumed to be an instinctive expression, not something that's logically thought out, but an instinctive expression of this innate Emunah. I'm not just talking about speaking on that. But the Shira was, so Shira Yerosh Amon, I'm talking about Shira Shira. That the Shira was an extension of the Amunah.
Okay,
Father. Shira Yerosh Amon, what was that? Shira Shira, so Shira Yerosh Amon. That is on this topic, Father. So Shira Yerosh Amon. You see, Sakhara is the issue as to whether women can have a position as a Dayan or not. Not being a rabbi, but there's no halam in it. But, you mentioned that Rashi has a parashat Dvarim. Havulatam ha-nosh mi-chacham in Dvarim, you didn't say that. Rashi says, if you're not going to talk about it, that means I'm not going to talk about it. You did not even have a halam in it, that woman a rabbi. But here it says that Dvarim was shot by Yisrael, but Yadu Elah ben Yisrael ha-mishpah. The people came to Dvarim from Mishpah. The place it says in Bovatam, that it would appear that she was a Dayana. The case would suggest maybe it was only Afiya Adibur, maybe if it weren't Hayashu Afiya Adibur, maybe she wouldn't be able to pass him. Maybe she passed him, maybe it doesn't mean La Mishpah, maybe it doesn't mean Dine Tere, maybe it's other purposes, I'm sure of it, yeah. Hashem says he's got a woman Akasha to be a Dayan or not. What's the issue? What's the issue? Because the Mishnah says in Libra that he ever is Kasha Laedus is automatically Kasha Laedayanus. There are people who are Kasha Laedus, and they're also Kasha Laedayanus. That's also the observation that he's not a Kamachat. He doesn't know the words of the Kasha Laedus, but it's Kasha Laedayanus. If you qualify to be a Dayan, you have to be number one Kasha Laedus, and number two, you have to know how to learn. But if you're Kasha Laedus, then you certainly Kasha Laedayanus. It's a Mishnah. And the deal is that women are Kasha Laedus. If he passes, you should assume that women should be Kasha Laedayanus. So that's the one opinion in place. And place to suggest, maybe it's not so. One of the places is by the Kamachos Rav Amaral. We have in a few places, Egypt and other places, they discuss. They discuss what's the status of this parsha that it says, Dvorah was shot at Yisra. She was in Egypt and Israel. What does it mean that she was
shot at Yisra? What position is the Rashi talking about? Dvorah. That could be more than Dayan. The people who are not.
They're rabbis. A woman rabbi.
All right, but the Rashi then, you said that what he's doing, okay, he's answering the question.
But then they were appointed, then they wanted to be Mahmoud Dayan, to appoint Dayan and to appoint Rabbi, so Rashi says in the name of this decree, but there's no talk about that, that women can be
appointed.
But Mahmoud Mahmoud,
Rashi and
himself,
it's not about the same
division. No, they can't. No, they can also discuss, the pastor and the silent woman certainly can. Take our Hilach right, but the Dina Shikha is forbidden to pastor and apply equally from men to women. The foolish in the state of our Hilach. But regarding the other din of mishpat, not to take shechad and not to be matan mishpat, they're the same price that a woman applies to men doesn't apply to women. So obviously he holds that a woman is careful to be on a bezin. It's not that she should get shechad. But the fact is, a shy woman should have answered that. A woman should have
answered
that. A woman, if you have to have a bezin with a young man, so a woman is careful. And I tell you, that's correct or not, that a woman is careful to be a doctor. That's the shy woman that says this. Based on this, he said that there are more rights if there's a ministry of Kugel on Shabbat. What do you say of Kugel? Kugel, the Ramah says, he says that a hard crust on the top and on the bottom. That's the definition of the Ramah of Kugel. And what is it based on? That the lung was covered on top and on the bottom with a towel. So there's a shukas of towel on top and on the bottom. So therefore, the lung, the Ramah writes, is a ministry of Kugel, has a crust on top and on the bottom. Then there's another meaning that the Rishonim have to cover the challah. So there are three different reasons that we show you this. In some stories, he covered Zechalamon, but it was covered on top and on the bottom. And the Eastern Chalas is Zechalamon, and the Eastern Chalas is Zechalamon. Other times,
there's
other reasons.
The bottom one, I want to say, because the one on Friday,
the bottom Chalas,
is
that
if you got two portions of blood, then the bottom one would be the one that you
would
keep. The bottom one would
say,
Friday, and the top one would be the
day of the Shabbat. That's why. I don't think so. No. So Hanukkah quoted this in Atikah Bela. There's an issue of Atikah Bela. And he said, they left an issue of one next to each other, one on top of the other. So those who have one on top of the other, you should hold them back to back. So the two flat parts are touching each other. If you hold them back to back, then it says in the Shulchanos that on Friday night you should eat from the bottom one, on Shabbos morning you should eat from the top one for different reasons. So the Friday night and Shabbos in the daytime, like you said, Afi Aloha, the third yom, what if you third lila, the third yom, what if you third yom, whatever it is, you see that there's different cleanness of Shabbos. Somehow there's a different type of a piece of Sayon or something. The Shabbat this one is all different weeks. So certainly you see the Kabbalah based on the Zohar and the Shabbat of the Shohanah, they call that. Friday night is between us Malchus. In the seventh spheres, whatever that means, Friday night is between us Malchus. That's why on Friday night you said you're Nukul Vah, because Malchus is Rosh in the case. And Shabbat in the morning is between us Yisrael. That's why on Friday night you said you're Nukul Vah, because the word Yisrael is Rosh in Zohar, and Shabbat in the daytime is Vah. That's why the Magen Avraham quotes that Afim Zohar, the best Aliyah on Shabbat morning is Shishi. Afim is the best Aliyah is Shishi. Because the first Aliyah you can get is Shlisha, unless you're a son of a lady. But if you're not a son of a lady, the first Aliyah that can possibly give you is Shlisha. So that's the thing to be the best Aliyah, the biggest time home, unless you get Shlisha, unless you're a son of a lady. And the Magen Avraham quotes that Afim Zohar, the best Aliyah on Shabbos is Shishi, because Shabbos in the daytime is between us his soul. So that's what it says in the Shulchanah, that on Friday night, since Friday night is the between us Malchus, so you should eat from the bottom column, which is the bottom. Malchus is the bottom of the sphere, in the seventh. And Shabbos morning is the clean up Yisod, which is next to the bottom sphere. So Yisod Malchus, so that's how you should eat from the Kala on top, not the bottom.
Some people
are not
eating
to light it, you know? I don't know. So now, you give other reasons why you're supposed to cover the Kala. The meal, it's in time. The real reason I begin is that the hair should be placed, not so soft, soft, Jewish. No, the real reason that the Rishonim give is the hair should be placed to sit on the Torah of the Shabbat. We should demonstrate that every day that we do eat a meal. But we want to demonstrate that on Shabbat the meal is the first Shabbat. So we first take kiddush and then we bring the food. So that's why many Tatsun say that the Shabbat, and that's the way to do this. Shabbat thing is not only to cover all the challah, to cover over all the food on the table, and not to bring the food to the table at all. The last thing you say is kiddush. That's on Friday night. On Shabbos morning is a Shabbos also. Shabbos morning should be covered over everything on the table, or is it enough just to cover the challah because of the basis of the challah? Three different reasons that are given. Why you cover the challah? If you said what has to do with the mitzvah, get Taylor and Jay. Even mitzvahs, I didn't know that. I didn't have a mitzvah. This correct concept is not only a feeling on mitzvah of Abbas Hashem to demonstrate that you love to do mitzvahs, Shabbat Hashem, and so on. It's a Hebrew that enhances, Hebrew mitzvah enhances that particular mitzvah. If you have an Esther Mehuda, the Yitzhima mitzvah Tessit is more enhanced. If you have a Talos Mehuda, the Yitzhima mitzvah Tessit is more Mehuda, which is love like Zayas for that. Someone would say like that. It's a Torah that wants to say that everybody knows that it's intrinsic in the mix, in addition to being a theme of Kvod Hashem, Avos Hashem, it's also intrinsic in the mix. Yeah? ان في التطاير دي واخده دون غبار الاصلاح وما هذا حصيه في ذا الزبايا يا لو تتخدع كمين من اسرائيل ذرح مناشم يا لو تتخدع كمين من اسرائيل بأوها تجارة وما تتخدع كمين من اسرائيل مصاري ويكس واخد غبايا فتاتي تتخدع كمين بأوها ايه كان يتخدع كمين بأوها وكأتي كان تتخدع كمين بأوها وعيش تتخدع كمين بأس ورد شي دو شي رجلي شي تيش وشي مزانة بالتيش ونورة كناك ناك ونورة كبيرة كتبن فإسرائيل بلمن هو مزانة الكريد يوشي فيش الزين تتاخد بالي وكان استوي المرسل تدول عبير رشنا يايسن المستو شلال رشنا يعني المرسل يايسن حسن بيايسن المرسل رشنا تدول عبير رشنا كل مستو شلال رشنا جاكوز 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 دول مستو رشنا تاكر كل تاردن دول مستو شلال رشنا تدول عبير رشنا بس جاكوز جاي تاني كنت اتجاري بنا جاكوز جاي الزين مستو شلال رشنا وان يطلع بيس عبير رشنا يأكد يوزن الجراش
يا رب
اوكي.